Founded in 1991 in Istanbul, the Science Research Foundation has since served as a cultural organization dedicating itself to protect and exalt the values, safeguarding the Turkish society. With its democrat, modern and conservative identity, the foundation aims to help grow new generation to cast light on the future of Turkey. The Science Research Foundation is well aware that the materialist philosophy, which eliminates social values and prepares the ground for social degeneration, is a severe threat for the perpetuity of Turkey. For this reason, the foundation assumed the task of explaining how the materialistic philosophy and its so-called scientific basis, the theory of evolution, are refuted by modern science. For this purpose, the Science Research Foundation launched a publicity campaign in 1998 concerning the defeat of the theory of evolution against science. This campaign was carried out through scientific conferences, documentary films, scientific exhibitions, distribution of free books and media programs. The first conference of the Science Research Foundation was an international meeting held on April the 4th, 1998 in Istanbul, Cemal Reşit Rey Conference Hall. The two American speakers of the conference were Dr. Kenneth Cumming, who is a professor of biology with a long-standing academic career at the Harvard University, and Dr. Duane Gish, who is a world-renowned expert on origins from the University of Berkeley, California, and vice president of ICR, the Institute for Creation Research. The third speaker was Professor Cevat Babuna, who is one of the most esteemed Turkish scientists. The conference awoke great interest and it was followed by a full audience. The second international conference was held in July the 5th, 1998, once more in Istanbul, Cemal Reşit Rey Conference Hall. The speakers, who were world-renowned American scientists, described invalidity of the theory of evolution against science. Professor of Microbiology from the University of Indiana, Carl Fleermans, Doctor of Biology from the University of South Louisiana, Michael Girard, Professor of Anatomy from the University of Washington, David Menton, Professor of Chemistry from the University of New Orleans, Edward Boudreau, the world-famous expert on paleontology, Dr. Duane Gish, and famous geologist, Dr. Joan Morris, the president of ICR, were the speakers of the conference. The speakers addressed to a very large audience. The third international conference was held in July the 12th in Ankara in the Sheraton Hotel Conference Hall. The conference, in which world-renowned science authorities participated, awoke great interest among the residents of the capital. After these international meetings, the Science Research Foundation continued its studies concerning the announcement of the collapse of the theory of evolution with the national conferences it held in various cities of Turkey. Between the August and the December of 1998 alone, the foundation organized conferences in 21 different cities under the title of The Collapse of the Theory of Evolution, The Truth of Creation.
Fosillerin evrimi nasıl geçersiz kıldığına bir
hepsi bir yaratılışı var bize ispatlar.
Soralım kendimize. Bunlar tesadüf eseri olabilir.
Evet, Darwin demiştir ki gözleri düşünmek beni bu teoriden soğuttu.
Evrim diye bir sürecin yaşanmasını doğada mevcut tüm doğal kanunlara aykırı.
Başlı başına inanılmaz derecede kompleks ve mükemmel bir yapıdır.
Evidences for creation and against evolution were explained by referring to subjects like the absence of evolutionary transitional forms, the alleged mechanisms of evolution, the origin of life, and the intelligent design in the nature. Broadcasted live by various national or regional radio and television channels, all of these conferences were highly appreciated and supported by the Turkish public. Conferences of the Science Research Foundation created a considerable impact in the media. Turkish media made quite a number of news on the defeat of Darwinism against science. The cultural activities of the Science Research Foundation, such as conferences, video shows, and the distribution of free books, still continue in all parts of Turkey. The foundation is very determined to continue its activities until the Darwinist dogma and the materialist philosophy is totally erased from the Turkish public agenda.
Science Foundation is an organization of professionals, medical doctors, professors, and business professionals. One of their major goals is to make known to the Turkish people the tremendous scientific evidence for the fact of creation. And we have been tremendously impressed by what they are accomplishing.
Tremendous group, this group of Science and Research Foundation. Doing a marvelous job to further the effort of the evidence of creation from science. And I'm just totally amazed and impressed.
I had heard about the Science and Research Foundation before coming to Turkey to visit, which, by the way, is my first time. And I was very impressed by what I heard, prepared for what I saw. The level of dedication and commitment that I have seen here to get the word out on the evidence for creation and to properly and scientifically criticize evolution has been really remarkable.
A marvelous effort here in Turkey to counter the forces of humanism, atheism, and evolutionism.
The young men that make up this organization are men who are blessed with intellectual talent and have the means to use this talent in a way which is very special.
The seminars that we have been our privilege to participate in these seminars have been to us tremendous successes and is a demonstration of the abilities and the dedication of the members of this foundation. We have been very pleased to be part of this effort here in Turkey.
The two conferences that have occurred here have been things that we have not been able to accomplish in the magnitude that they've been able to do. And we have been a privilege to be part of this foundation and these conferences.
I believe that they're very dedicated, very well organized. The materials they use are excellent.
They have become what we in the United States would call aggressive in the cause of creation.
I think their methods are excellent. I have not seen anything so well done in the States, in America.
We have, in the States, much to learn from them.
And I believe that they have done just tremendous work in providing materials and conferences and in doing research and presenting that material in a way that people can understand and have access to. I'm just so impressed with the work that they've done and the quality, the first-class quality of every single thing that they've presented.
I think you have some very unique ways that you're able to utilize the media. You have them backing you, giving you coverage, both in the television and in print, and that's very useful technology to be able to be used, and you use it very aggressively and very well. And because you're able to do that, your message is much more readily received, is able to be gotten out to the public in a much quicker fashion and a much clearer fashion, and the media seems to not distort the things that you say. That's not always the case in the United States, and we applaud you for your efforts. We think that you have made significant inroads for the cause of creation and the lies of evolution. And so as you view this video, I would encourage you to support them. We have clearly aired our differences on a religious basis. We have clearly seen that where we can cooperate on the issues of creation, creation science, we believe it's very important to cooperate in those arenas.
We would certainly urge our colleagues in America, in other countries, to cooperate with the Science Research Foundation, to become a part of this effort here, to help the Turkish people and this marvelous foundation in their efforts to demonstrate the evidence for creation, the fact that this universe is a product of a divine creator. Yes, we certainly would ask them, we would urge them to participate and to cooperate in any way possible with the Science Research Foundation and that effort here in Turkey.